Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. We're continuing our series on the power of real revival. Wow. How the church needs real revival today. Not something that is worked up from below, but something that is sent down from heaven in answer to the desperate prayers of God's people. There are two passages that we are utilizing this week. One is from the Psalms, Psalm 84:6, and it is a prayer of the psalmist. And he said, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?" When the church loses that internal life and power of the Spirit, and church becomes based in externals such as programs, rituals, and formalities, there is no joy of the Lord. And you're ready to go home after 30 minutes or an hour. The joy is lost. That is why the psalmist said to God, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?" And I can tell you from experience, real revival brings the joy of the Lord into one's life. The other passage we're using is Acts chapter 3, verse 19, Peter preaching. There shortly after, not on the day of Pentecost, but shortly thereafter, and he's preaching to Jews who have a covenant with God. And he said to them, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come." Come from where? From the presence of the Lord. That's revival. Times of refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord. And we need real revival in the church today. We need real revival so that the church moves in the power of the Holy Spirit, moves in the boldness of the Holy Spirit, and is able to be a powerful witness in the midst of a hostile, woke culture that seeks to demean and dismiss and cancel Christianity. The church needs more than just a new program or a new ritual or a new formality. No, the church needs real revival. Real revival will change lives. It will change churches. It will change communities. Wow. Let me read a testimony from one of America's founding fathers, and most of you know the name Benjamin Franklin, one of the most famous of America's founding fathers. And Benjamin Franklin is often considered one of the most non-religious of America's founding fathers. That is really not true. I wouldn't consider him all that non-religious, because I have researched his life and written a book about him called the Faith and Vision of Benjamin Franklin. But Benjamin Franklin described a tremendous revival that swept colonial America in the 1700s. It resulted in entire towns repenting and turning to God. God's presence was manifest in such incredible ways, not just in a building, but out in the open fields, because church buildings would not hold the crowds, and so many of the meetings had to be held out in open fields. But anyway, he tells about the transformation that took place. And I'm reading from my book, America's Revival Heritage, which I just published a second edition, and it is available on my website, America's Revival Heritage. Be sure you get the second edition. And also, it's available on Amazon. But here's what he wrote. He says, "In 1739, there arrived among us from Ireland the Reverend Mr. Whitfield." Now, George Whitfield was a vessel that God used. Now, I've emphasized, and it's true, God does not have to have an evangelist. There have been powerful revivals without an evangelist. There have been powerful revivals with people who you wouldn't go around the corner to hear preach. Jonathan Edwards, the other famous preacher of the Great Awakening, read his sermons. He wrote them out and stood behind the pulpit and read his sermons in a monotone voice. And yet God used him as an instrument of powerful revival in the Great Awakening. George Whitfield had a different style of preaching. He preached extemporaneously. He didn't preach from notes. He just opened up and preached out of his heart. You know, God can use all kinds of personalities and styles. Don't ever attach the anointing. Don't ever associate revival with a certain style or a certain personality. In history, God has used all kinds of different personalities and different styles of ministry. The important thing is that you be you. You be the unique you God created you to be. Yield your life completely to Him, and God will work through you. Well, God worked through George Whitfield. And Benjamin Franklin, in his own autobiography, described the incredible transformation that took place of his hometown of Philadelphia. And I'm going to read you verbatim what he wrote. He said, "In 1739, there arrived among us from Ireland the Reverend Mr. Whitfield, who made himself remarkable there as an itinerant preacher." Now, at this time, Whitfield is only about 25 years old. He's a young man. "Who made himself remarkable there as an itinerant preacher." Now, there's some interesting things he says here. Listen to this. "He was at first permitted to preach in some of our churches, but the clergy, taking a dislike to him, soon refused him their pulpits." Now, not everyone wants real heaven-sent revival. There are traditionalists. They do not want their programs upset. They do not want their formalities and their rituals upset with revival, because when revival comes in, the Holy Spirit moves. He does not necessarily stay within the channels that we have dug, but He overflows and sometimes will cause what some would feel like is chaos. But we have to be open to the Holy Spirit making changes in how we do things, how we do church. And so this is what has happened. Some of the clergy, taking a dislike to him, refused him their pulpits. Now, did he get hurt feelings and say, "Well, I'll just go back to England"? No. What did he do? Well, listen to what Benjamin Franklin said. "And so he was obliged to preach in the fields." So Whitfield said, "Hey, you won't let me preach in the church? I'll just go out in the open air. I'll go out in the open field and preach. Whoever God sends to me." And you know what happened? Thousands came out. My friends, if you get rejected, if somebody doesn't like the way you preach or the way you minister, don't get your feelings hurt, and don't have a pity party, and don't say, "Well, I just won't do it anymore." No. Hey, go ahead. God will help you find a way. There's people who need. If God has given you a gift, there's people out there who need what you have. And let God show you how to get it to the people whom He has prepared to receive what He's given you to give. That's important. If God's given you something to give, He has prepared a people to receive what He's given you to give. And so, Benjamin Franklin said he was obliged to preach in the fields. Listen to this. He goes on. "The multitudes of all sects and denominations that attended his sermons were enormous. And it was a matter of speculation to me, who was one of the number, to observe the extraordinary influence of his oratory," we would say preaching, Benjamin said his oratory, "on his hearers. From being thoughtless or indifferent about religion, it seemed as if all the world were growing religious, so that one could not walk through the town in an evening without hearing psalms and songs of praise being sung in different families of every street. The entire town has been transformed by revival. The power of real revival." Oh, my friends, how we need in America and Canada, Ireland, England, Uganda, Pakistan. Oh, how we need not just a human produced, a human plan worked up, exciting religious event. But oh, how we need those times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And so we pray the prayer of the psalmist, oh God, will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Hey, this is Eddie Hyde. If you'd like a free copy of my book, Revival Fire, Discerning Between the True and the False, go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. It's for sale in my bookstore there, but I want to send you a free copy. Just there on the homepage of eddiehyatt.com, you will see my email. Send me an email and say, please send me the free book. And if you're in the United States, I will send you a hard copy free of charge. But if you live outside the United States, Canada, England, Uganda, wherever, I will send you a digital copy attached to an email. And I know the book will bless you. I have lots of personal stories from all my own experiences about revival. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.